Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkendale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Over recent weeks, we've been talking a lot about love. A few weeks ago, we were pondering the relevance of the Ten Commandments for us today, and we were thinking on how it all boils down ultimately to that one rule of the kingdom, the greatest commandment, the one that Jesus left with us, love one another. And then as we left the Ten Commandments, we picked up 1 John. And there in that letter, we came again to themes of love. God is love. And then last Sunday, as we began a new story, a wonderful little story from the Old Testament, the story of Ruth, we come once again to a love story. A love story at so many different levels. A story of loyalty and devotion from a daughter-in-law to a mother-in-law. It's also a story of acceptance of people from different countries, different backgrounds, as we think of Naomi, who found herself having to move from Bethlehem in Judah to the land of Moab, where there was food during a time of famine in Bethlehem. And then Ruth, the Moabite, would find herself as the stranger, the foreigner, when she returned to Bethlehem with Naomi. The story reminds us of the Old Testament rule, the law, the way of loving living that required that people didn't gather the corn right to the edges of the field, but would leave some there for the widow, the stranger, the foreigner, for the poor. And it wasn't so much an act of charity as an act of justice, that there would be enough for everyone and for the stranger, for the outsider. As we study the book of Ruth, can I commend to you the wonderful resource that you'll find at BibleProject.com? And there you'll find some wonderful videos. There's also a podcast based around the compiling of the video material. Excellent material. There's one for each of the books of the Bible. I was listening to the one for Ruth recently and was thinking that that was something to be shared. Since the service on Sunday, a number of people have been asking me about how we can actually put love in action, as we spoke about. And of course, there are so many different ways. One way is to support the strangers, the foreigners, the refugees who find that home, at least for a while, is here among us in Scotland. The charity Lochaber Supports Refugees is currently focusing on looking to winter clothing in preparation for this winter time, which will be a difficult time for too many folk around our world. And so over the next few weeks, and really as an ongoing project, you can bring clothing, items that may be helpful for others. Bring them along to the church this Sunday or any other Sunday, and we will ensure that Lochaber Supports Refugees gets those gifts and can use them helpfully to support others. Next Sunday, the 29th of July, being the fifth Sunday of the month, is a time for the three linked parishes to come together with one shared service of worship. And that will be at 11 o'clock at Strontian Parish Church, 11 o'clock this coming Sunday, the 29th. And that would be an opportunity to bring along some blankets, warm clothing, jackets, anything that might be helpful for another, either finding themselves as a refugee here in Scotland, or Lochaber supports refugees in many different places around our world. Last week at Keogh Parish Church, there were the displays and the church was open for teas and coffees. And I'm delighted to tell you that £216 was raised for church funds. So a big thank you to everyone who supported that at Keogh Church. Looking further ahead to other things happening around the linked parishes, there's the Ardgour Parish Horticultural Show on the 25th of August. Doors open at 2:45 that afternoon for the 41st annual Ardgour Parish Horticultural Show. On the 19th of August, the new thing happening at Ardgour, when we have the first of our cafe church gatherings. Gathering from 9:30 on the Sunday morning in preparation for a time of informal, family-friendly worship at 10 o'clock. There'll be tea, coffee, there'll be bacon rolls, there'll be time to meet together with others from 9:30, and then at 10 o'clock we'll have church, but not as you know it. We'll be gathering round tables, there'll be different things for different ages, there'll be discussions, there'll be all the usual components of worship, but in very different ways. So I welcome you, I invite you to come along to Cafe Church Ardgour on the 19th of August. And we'll do that once a month, usually on the third Sunday. We'll keep you up to date with all the dates that that's happening. But the 19th of August, 9:30 for 10 o'clock. And that evening, at 6 o'clock, there will be a traditional evening service in the church. We know that different styles aren't necessarily everyone's cup of tea. And so we want to do different things at different times in different places. A wee reminder of the usual worship times at Ardgour, 10 o'clock in the church, except on the 19th of August and the other cafe church Sundays that we'll tell you about. 10 o'clock in Ardgour, and then 12 o'clock at Keogh Church in Lochallen. And 2 o'clock at Kingairloch Church, but only on the second Sunday of the month and the fourth Sunday through until September. And in Strontian, 4 o'clock. But of course, those times don't count on the fifth Sunday of the month. This coming Sunday, the 29th of July, one service, 11 o'clock at Strontian Parish Church. On the 14th of August, Ian Blackford, MP, will be visiting Strontian, part of the Scottish Church's Parliamentary Office initiative that we meet your MP. And Ian has taken up that invitation. And what we're going to do is gather at the shop car park in Strontian, 2 o'clock, and we'll go for a wee wander around Strontian. We'll visit the sites of the old school and the new school, and other things around Strontian. We'll visit the church and end up at the Ariundel Centre, and we'll be there until about 4 o'clock. And I see that Ian has been intimating that he'll be holding a traditional surgery for anyone to meet with him after that, 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock at the Soonert Centre. But do come along. This is for the whole community. We want to be able to enjoy conversation and company with Ian Blackford, our MP at Westminster. Thank you for listening to the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of what's on and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk or find us on Facebook and Twitter at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. aksm.org.uk/podcast for full details.